Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side for Monday, August 23. Today, Europe's PMI shows its strongest recovery in 21 years continues. That, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, the Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI for short, is usually the first bit of hard data that we get each month. And making this data even more relevant, a couple of years ago, IHS Markit, the British-based research firm, began reporting its flash PMI before month end, giving us a real-time look at one of the best predictors of economic growth or decline. Now, today's look at the Purchasing Managers Index coming out of Europe is absolutely stunning. After setting an all-time high in July, the European PMI continues to surge here in August. In spite of all the apparent woes, the trouble in the supply chain, the threat of a continuing pandemic, and workers' reluctance to come back to work, in spite of all these things, the Purchasing Managers Index in Europe continues to have a bright outlook on the future. And why not? Demand for their products and services remains at the highest level in 21 years. This allows the managers to pass along any higher cost associated with hard-to-source supplies and components. So that's another way to say that yes, inflation is coming into the European market, but so far that inflation is more than manageable. And overall, this is exactly how a recovery is supposed to look, as Europe makes up for the lost year of 2020. Now, the three largest economies in Europe, Britain, France, and Germany, did report levels that were slightly lower than their all-time records recorded in July. But their August PMIs are still solidly in the expansion zone, with Britain and France reporting composite PMIs of 55 and a fraction, and Germany, their PMI is over 60. It's truly remarkable. And remember, anything above 50 is expansionary. Now, overall, the Eurozone economy is showing a composite PMI at only slightly below that 60 level, as the other European economies are literally knocking the ball out of the park. In this report, Markit notes that much of this optimism is based on the managers' confidence in the medical community's ability to keep the pandemic under control. Increasingly, the entire world is focused on the proposed methods of those select pharmaceutical companies whose products are used to curb the pandemic. Much is riding on their success. Now, in just a few minutes, Markit will release their August flash PMI for the United States. And like the European numbers, Markit is looking for a very solid result here, very near the German PMI numbers of 60. If that's the case, then we are looking at a continued solid expansion in the manufacturing and production side of the economy for the Americans. Now, in economic reports today, in addition to those purchasing managers' numbers, we'll also have the latest in existing home sales. In earnings today, we're expecting to see results from Madison Square Garden, the big sports arena, and they're expected to report any minute now. Then later this afternoon, Palo Alto Network, the cybersecurity firm, will report their results. And that's the Value Side for Monday, August 23. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.